BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Trump has called for the defence of Western civilization and values during a speech in Poland, referring to what he described as radical Islamic terrorism as well as the spread of bureaucracy. He said the fundamental question was whether the West had the will to survive. Addressing an enthusiastic crowd in Warsaw, he also urged Russia to stop what he called its destabilizing activities. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he was considering a severe response to North Korea's development of nuclear weapons. In Pyongyang, there's been a fireworks display to celebrate the successful test on Tuesday of a long-range ballistic missile. Police in the German city of Hamburg, where the leaders of the G20 countries will meet on Friday, have erected a security cordon in the city centre to prevent protesters from reaching summit venues. Tens of thousands of people are now believed to have arrived to demonstrate on issues such as trade and climate change. Judges in The Hague have ruled that South Africa failed in its duties to the International Criminal Court when it refused to arrest the Sudanese president Omar al-Bashir at a summit 2 years ago. They rejected South Africa's argument that as a head of state, Mr. Bashir was entitled to diplomatic immunity. The Zambian leader, Edgar Lungu, has defended his decision to invoke emergency powers, saying he was bringing sanity to the country. He denied targeting his political opponents. 8 people have died in a stampede in Malawi, ahead of a football match in the capital Lilongwe, marking Independence Day. Dozens more were injured in the crush at the national stadium. Police in Turkey have arrested another senior member of the human rights group Amnesty International during a raid near Istanbul. Its local director was detained along with 8 other local activists. Last month, the chairman was charged with being a member of a terrorist organization. BBC News.